The fashion design students at Virginia Commonwealth University had a challenging class project. Their assignment was to design an abaya. The abaya is the traditional overgarment that's worn by women in parts of the Islamic world. Now, you wouldn't think that the fashion design students at Virginia Commonwealth could do a whole lot with the abaya. After all, it's got to be black, and it has to cover just about the entire body. Kimberly Guthrie was the professor who gave this assignment. She joins us now from Richmond, Virginia. So what did your students say when you first told them that they had to design an abaya, this traditional Islamic outfit?
I guess the hardest thing for them to grasp was the design parameters. They're so used to being creative. And like you mentioned, it's this traditional kind of unfitted black coat slash dress garment. And what they had to focus on then was how could they change the seaming? What interesting detail can they apply? And what type of embellishment, beadwork, embroidery could they incorporate? And I had them address specific themes or inspirations in each of the abaya. And there were 20 students, and there were teams of two per design. So there were 10 garments altogether that were created.
I wonder if any of your students are Muslim.
No. None of my students, particularly in this class, are not Muslim. And this is kind of their first taste, you know, aside from just hearing about it on the news or reading about it in some type of lecture hall class or whatever, that they had a chance to actually delve in beyond the surface to see what it's, you know, this other aspect of what is Muslim.
So this must have presented an interesting comparison because you have your American students at Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond, and then you have students who are at Commonwealth University's campus in Qatar. In the Arab world, and you had your American students sending their designs to the Arab students for feedback. What kind of feedback would they give? Would it be based in the Islamic faith? Would it be the kind of feedback you get from any kind of peer review of a design like this?
Yes, the second part I think is more accurate. They reviewed them both as fit, coverage, and the practicality of the garment. Some would say it's cut too low in the front, or you don't want to get into that in the back. You want to move your closure to the front. So it was very practical.
And you had a fashion show at Virginia Commonwealth University as well, right?
Yes, ma'am. The fashion show was Friday, May the 2nd, and the abaya segment was called Give Me Shelter. So we took that theme of clothing is shelter, how much is being concealed, is it protection? So that was the theme, another underlying theme within the class as well.
So it's kind of a political idea behind it, but I wonder how controversial this assignment was.
I really didn't even start to think about the controversial side of it until it started getting some press. I got this really uncomfortable voicemail at school today on my school phone. This woman didn't leave her name, insulted me, called me ignorant, and what was I talking about? And apparently, I don't know what oppress really means. So I think I might have struck a chord with some people, but that was not our intention.
What were the objectives then? I mean, was it just an interesting assignment with what can be a very beautiful piece of clothing, or was it more than that?
It was more than that. It's really hard to design something with that type of really stringent parameters. So they were really challenged. And again, like I said, it's to explore something that was so new to them. I mean, there are girls there who come in tank tops, waistline showing out of their jeans. They can't begin to wrap their head around someone saying, you know, maybe you should cover yourself up a little bit. That's just not a notion that a lot of the young women here in the States have to really deal with.
I wonder if the students in Qatar have a particular item of American clothing they would like to design in their image.
They did. They actually did, for the first time, design and had constructed bathing suits.
Oh, really?
Yes. And the bathing suit that happened to win had a built-on hood. So they got a chance to do something a little bit out of their ordinary as well.
All right. We're going to put as many pictures as possible on our website, theworld.org, for folks to take a look at the work of your students. Kimberly Guthrie teaches in the Department of Fashion Design and Merchandising at Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond, Virginia. Nice to speak with you. Thanks.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. Have a good day.